From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Indian police said Friday they've detained five officials of IVRCL, the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in Calcutta, killing 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier Friday, police said they've opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. Seetha Pedapathy is IVRCL's chief lawyer.
IVRCL and its concerned staff will cooperate with the investigation. We will give the maximum support what we have to give. We are anxious to know why it happened as well. We want to know the reason why it happened.
Witnesses reported seeing vehicles and people under the bridge when it came down. The bridge had been under construction for at least 9 years. In a case which has generated international interest as a test of press freedom, the trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. The two defendants are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for the reporting that alleged that the government was smuggling arms into Syria. They could get sentences of life imprisonment if found guilty. Protesters have gathered at the courthouse in Istanbul chanting "Free press, free society." Hans-Dietrich Genscher, a long-serving German diplomat at the forefront of the struggle to reunite East and West Germany, has died at the age of 89. Genscher served as foreign minister of West Germany and later of the unified Germany for a record-setting 18 years, ending in 1992. He is credited with negotiating Germany's reunification and the withdrawal of Soviet troops in 1990. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama will speak Friday at the end of the second and final day of the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, attended by world leaders. Obama hosted a dinner Thursday night for the 50 world leaders attending the summit that is keenly focused on the simmering threat of North Korea's developing and using nuclear weapons. Pyongyang's latest provocation came Friday when South Korean media said that North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan, further raising tensions among Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's Western allies. Before the launch, President Obama met Thursday with leaders of South Korea and Japan about a unified effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said that North Korea's nuclear capability is a threat to the region and the global community. The U.S. and other world powers are also experiencing a heightened sense of urgency in securing their nuclear material because of the March 22nd attacks in Brussels. Some world leaders attending the White House summit dinner Thursday were from countries that have been directly impacted by terrorist attacks. The UN Human Rights Commissioner is promising a thorough investigation into allegations that UN and French soldiers sexually abused a large number of women and girls in the Central African Republic. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, says that the leadership in the soldiers' home countries need to do more.
If you're a soldier, you believe that there is impunity because there has never been real accountability. And so the leadership here is aware of that. They're trying to fix it. But a lot of the work has to happen in the capitals of the countries that send the troops.
On the latest allegations against some of the troops, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he was shocked to the core. France says that if the allegations are proven, disciplinary action will be imposed, in addition to criminal charges. The European Union and Greece will begin sending migrants from the Greek Isles to Turkey on Monday. The deportation plan, which includes Syrians, is part of a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. The agreement seeks to ease Europe's migrant crisis, but human rights advocates and leftists in Europe have protested the deal, saying it arises from xenophobia. As part of the arrangement, Turkey gets more than $3 billion in aid, among other considerations. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.